Good to see everybody. We are at 5:32 p.m. and so I'd like to open the meeting at this time. But first of all, let me welcome all of our visitors, all of our guests, staff, council. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Let's call this meeting to order at 5:32. All right, well, our first thing that we like to do is to give our invocation. And so at this time, I'd like to see if Council Member Suri wouldn't mind leading us in our prayer tonight.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of another day. We thank you for this fine city and all its residents. Lord, we ask for your blessing on all those here this evening. Lord, in particular, as we get involved with the city's business, we ask that you give us discernment, give us wisdom, give us a spirit of cooperation as we work to serve our city and our citizens well. Mm-hmm. Lord, for all these things that you provide us, all the gifts you give, we thank you and we just ask for your blessings throughout. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Suri. At this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. All right, item number three is moving into our public comment time. The City Council invites citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except public hearings, which will have their separate time on the agenda. Comments that are related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address, and if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. The timer for your 3 minutes will be up here on the screen behind Council. So, we welcome anybody who would like to address Council at this time. Please come to the podium. Yes, sir. Looks like it.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
So I'm at HEB over here, and I'm on my way out, and I
see...
You can
just get your name, please, sir.
My name is Bill Swartz. I live on Broughton Drive.
Thank you.
And I see a magazine that I usually pick up, and I found this one kind of interesting. And this is kind of a shout-out thing. It's, I'm not complaining about anything. Streets are good. Everything's fine. So I go through this. And I run across two of our employees that happen to make people of Waco. One of them being Lindsay Gomez, who I've met. I think she works over across the street. It's her office, is that correct?
Yes.
And the other one is our own police chief. Oh boy, here we go. Khalil. Khalil Abdallah. Help me out.
El halibi, like the fish, halibut.
Yeah. Perfect. I've always wondered how a young fellow like this can be chief of a policeman, like this town, this city. And after reading this, I came away thinking, well, no wonder he's our chief.
Thanks.
I mean, you've done a lot in your short years.
Appreciate
you really have. And that's what I wanted to do. That's really all I had. If you haven't picked this up, you ought to pick it up and read it. There may be copies out there. I know HEB has.
You're so kind. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Anybody else to address Council at this time, please? All right. There being none, we will close the public comment time. Thank you for those comments. All right, item number four is the presentation of the Yard of the Month for October. Is the Bain family here? No, haven't walked in? Okay, well, we have the Yard of the Month for October, and it goes to Brent and Melinda Bain on Tree Line Drive. And we just want to thank the Bain family. There's their beautiful home, beautiful yard. Very, very nice. And we just want to congratulate them on winning the Yard of the Month Award for October. So, Mr. and Mrs. Bain, thank you for your outstanding contribution to help make the city of Woodway beautiful. And we will get you this award. We'll get it to them somehow.
Yes, sir.
We'll take care of it.
We'll take care. Thank you. Yeah. All right. That's Brent and Melinda Bain for Yard of the Month. You can just make sure somebody gets it. So it might still be a little bit. So. Thank you, sir. All right. We're rocking and rolling here. Item number 5 is the quarterly presentation from Community Services and Development. So, Mr. Davison, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, Council, Mr. City Manager. I'm going to give our quarterly report. This should be for the last quarter of the fiscal year. So just going to run through a few of the things going on development-wise here at the city. We have Charleston Park, and the next slide, I believe, is going to be some more Heather Run. This is down the Cotton Crossing area, which would the old-timers would call the old golf course here in Woodway. But it's down at the end of this side of town. Next slide, please. And so Westlake Edition is our newest subdivision. It's on going down towards the lake. It's the private gated community. You can see the gate back there in the back. We did finally get some. We don't have any pictures of houses yet, but we do have a couple of permits, so some lots have been sold and some construction should be starting soon, which is exciting just to see that development get underway. Next slide, please. And so Stone Lake Drive, there's 3 of these. This is all Lake Forest down closer to the lake here on what I'd call the lower part of town. Star Canyon is Badger Ranch Phase 2. That's out west side of town. It's a fairly large home up at the end of the cul-de-sac area there. So Tanglewood is over off of Old McGregor Road. There's several. This is probably our most active area. It's got the most lots available. And so there's Denali, Sequoia, Boonfield Court, I believe Kings Canyon, Kenai, RW Court, Rainier. These are all in the Tanglewood subdivision. And they're all different stages of development. If you drive by there, you'll see homes that are finished, homes that are just getting started. We've got the whole gamut going on. These are more what I call infill lots on different parts of town. Bradford Square is over off of Broughton. Broughton Drive is another house there. It's a tear down and rebuild over by the Little League baseball fields. Rainbow Drive is a lot in Rainbow Lake neighborhood. It's being reconstructed. Next slide, please. So this is more commercial stuff that's going on. 9110 Jordan Lane is slated to be a restaurant. It's nearing completion, but it's not finished. Still in construction. Nothing. We don't even know who the tenant's going to be. So it's still just a restaurant. But it's a shell building with 4 suites. You can kind of see the 4 separate suites. 104 Burnett Court is the Bielka Eye Clinic. It has been finished and given its CO. It's up and running. That's just over in the same area, just past the Jordan Lane area. 9111 Jordan Lane, this is SIP City. I'm sure if y'all have been over there, you've seen the traffic. It got its CO, and it is selling like crazy. My daughters have gone there. It's very popular with the young kids, and so it's up and running.
Just so you know, my daughter waited 2 hours. To get into SIP City. I don't understand it.
No, I'm with you. I think Brenda said this morning she gave up after an hour. So
yeah.
So just some of our city projects, capital projects that are underway. I'll touch on some of these. Whitehall Parking Lot is at Whitehall Park. You can see the concrete's been started. That's the first pour. There's 3 pours scheduled for this project. They're supposed to do the second pour this week and probably the next pour the following week. And at that point, we'll go into final landscaping and electrical, the lighting. The next phase of that project is the Wood Valley parking lot, which is over here by the Arboretum. They've done the grading there, and once this concrete crew gets done here, they're going to move to that and start working on that. So we should start seeing that get set up and poured in the next, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks at that point. And then we'll kind of go through that same phase of landscaping, electrical lights. And so, but they're on schedule, underway. The contractor's been really good, and the team's been working really well. So I have nothing but good things to say about that project so far. Citizens have been really patient. It's been really nice. So, next slide, please. So this is the 84 storage tank. I know we just kind of some before and after pictures for y'all on these two tank painting projects. We repainted the exterior of these tanks at 84. This one is the work. The painting's all done. 84 is actually it's disinfecting right now. We should get it back in service probably tomorrow or the next day. But this, you can kind of see the before and after of the condition that the exterior of the tanks were in with the new coating. The next slide should be the Bosque tank, which we actually did the inside and the outside. So the top two pictures would be the outside with the, you could see the shroud gantries at the top, but that's the condition it was in. That's the new tank exterior. And then the interior is even, it really pops for you, but you could see the top of the tank was really corroded and needed to be resurfaced. And with the second picture, you could see the new surface of the interior of the tank. This tank is all done. It's up and running. We're back in service. So this money came from, this project was part capital and part ARPA money that we spent from the feds from the COVID days. So we finally are spending all that money as we were required. I think the next slide. You should have quarterly figures in your packet for inspections. We're still doing inspections with the development we've got going on. It's slower but steady. I'm not going to say that we're booming like we have been, but we're staying busy. And just a couple of the capital project updates I know people may ask y'all about, but the Estates Drive shared path is underway. They came and they milled the road, and we're currently, the contractor is getting all of his submittals approved through the engineer, just come in and do the overlay, which is the next step, and then the striping and the actual putting the barricade in to separate that lane. And that's should all get done. I mean, the contract they have until the end of the year, I think middle of December, they had 70 days from when they started. They're indicating they'll be done before Thanksgiving. So I'm taking that with a grain of salt, like every contractor. But which leads me to the final project, which is our sewer project, which gives me this grain of salt attitude. They're way behind schedule, but they are working. Currently, they are installing pipe between what I would call Brookwood and Jimmark, just off of West Fairway Road. If you drive on West Fairway Road, you could see them over there working. They're progressing in that direction. And then once they get past Jimmark, they'll turn and go towards 84, and that's the end of the project. So we're probably, I think the last estimate we got from them, they're about 60 to 62% complete. So it's progress. It's been very slow. I'm sure some of y'all have been here long enough to see how long this project's been going on, but it's certainly been strenuous, but they are working, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. I mean, it's definitely, they are restoring project items now here at the fairway, closest to the, you could see some of the restoration work going on. So they've finally brought in their restoration crew, and that's really promising for us, is that they're finally restoring the creek back to where it was. So we're encouraged by that. That being said, I'll answer any other questions y'all might have. If not, that wraps it up.
Council, any questions?
Will you touch on this?
Oh, yeah. The State's Drive project, that's the shared path project. So they should be going on. I think tomorrow they've said they're going to try to start laying asphalt, but they're still trying to get their tech coat submittal approved by the engineer. Solomon with MRB is our engineer, and we're in contact pretty regularly. He's doing a really good job of keeping his thumb on these guys, and they're responding. But I think they came in ahead of their paperwork. Essentially, they're ready to go, but they don't have their mixed design approved. They don't have their submittals all in order, and that's just part of the project. And so, but they're still under schedule. So,
I had to share a very deflating next date with you all last week, so I was encouraged.
Yeah. And we have had a few questions that have been routed to the city manager's office and my office about, you know, if you drive down State, you see all those barricade cones that are up. They did have those out while they did the milling, and then they moved them back. And the thought was the next week they're going to come in and start overlaying. So they've left them all there. But we have told them if they're not back working by the end of this week, we'll make them collect them all up and put them in their yard so that there's just not this chain of barricades running down the States.
The sewer project, how many feet is left to do? I know there's multiple stages because cleanup and but the actual sewer part of the project.
There's probably at least, I want to say, 1,200 feet of pipe delay.
And they was doing like 60 or so a week or something like that?
Yes. Yes.
And that's just one stage, because then they got to clean up after.
Right. I mean, I think that they've always aggressively said, well, we're going to get to where we're laying 100 feet a week, and they have yet to actually do that. So,
on that note, have they given you a new completion date?
So they're currently saying they should be finished somewhere in the March, April next year phase. That's where they're targeting. Okay. I typically double all their estimates just because I'm jaded. But yes, that's the current schedule they've given us.
The resident, which you've talked to also,
yeah,
right here by Fairway, mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're seeing some work there.
Yes.
He has a very nice yard, takes care of it nicely. And he was ready to see it.
Oh, I'm really happy that they finally got the snows addressed, because yes, they were very patient.
Yes, oh, extremely.
Nice. So I'm glad that we were able to get that going, because yes, it's taken longer than it should have.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was it.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Davison?
No. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, thank you for that report, Mr. Davison. We're moving on to the Public Safety Department's quarterly report. So, Chief.
Sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. I'd like to introduce Sergeant Joshua Hilliard. He's going to be assisting me with the numbers today. Sergeant Hilliard has over 10 years of experience. He was swooned over here from a neighboring agency several years ago. Part of our SWAT team. He's a masterpiece officer, previous canine officer, and several other accolades, but I asked him to, he volunteered to assist me in the quarterly presentation, so I'm gonna hand it off to him.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, Council, I'd like to lead off just first by saying thank you for the opportunity of being able to speak to y'all and present these numbers. It's greatly appreciated. First, I'd like to go over some photos from this quarter that we've had that kind of represent a few of the things that we've been able to accomplish and do. If you look at the photos to my left, all the engines and decorations that we had, those are photos from our July 4th parade. It was a great year. A lot of people turned out, got to really interact with our community, and it's every year we just see more and more people, and they get more and more open talking with us, and kids love seeing the trucks. The photo on the bottom left, that is actually one of our officers and his entire family. They do reenactments and things like that, and they have all the kids play instruments, and they led our parade this year, and it was something that was really, really cool to watch. Photos on the right, if you look at the top photo with our ladder truck, that was whenever we put together a very quick parade. We received a call from a mother in our community talking to us about how it was her son's birthday, and he was sick, so he wasn't really able to celebrate his birthday well, but he loved firefighters, police officers. So we real quick threw together a short little parade for him with the lights and gave him some presents, and it was really cool to see his face light up. The photo on the bottom, back on August 29th, our officers actually responded to a hit and run. A pedestrian was hit on a bicycle. Very quick response. We were able to stabilize him pretty quick. He had a full recovery. I'll say that first. He's back, has already been inside our PD talking with the officers that responded. Very grateful. And thanks to the investigations that they made on scene and the following day, they were able to find the suspect and place him under arrest, all within a day. So it was very, very quick, very good investigations. The photo on the right, that we pulled that up for thanking for our drone team. We want to be at the forefront of technology, use it the best to our ability. And our drone team went out after being called for our officers running through the neighborhoods, ultimately coming across a suspect that we believe was going to be attempting burglaries that night. Suspect was placed under arrest for possession charges, but typically where there's one, there's two. And so we wanted to scan the area, check the houses, the yards, make sure nobody was hiding from us. And thanks to the thermal drone, it made it much easier, much faster, and much safer for our officers rather than just wandering through blindly in the night. So we're very, very thankful on that. I'd like to get into the numbers now. The image on my left is going to be our previous year's numbers with the same respective dates, July 1st through September 30th, 2023. Numbers on the right, again, same dates, but 2024, just to reflect compare the numbers, rather. Our police calls for service went down about 10%, still 4,500 calls roughly, still very, very busy. Our fire and EMS calls for service, roughly the same. Violation city ordinance calls, we had a few less on those, going from 378 to 221. Our traffic stops, few less, around 50 less that we've had. Reports taken, staying around the same, even despite the lower calls for service. Accidents, roughly the same. Arrests went down from 138 to 101. And our citations, around 460, so a slight reduction in that as well. We had no online solicitation charges again this quarter. Our burglaries remained at one. Thefts, roughly the same, from 22 to 27, so a slight increase. No sex crimes this quarter. And then our assaults, we had 10, and weapon violations, 4. So relatively staying the same on the weapon violations and a very small increase on the assaults. If you look at the bottom here, we listed our top 4 offenses and the numbers that they are associated with, how many calls we had on them. All larcenies, we had approximately 19. Driving under the influence being the second charge that was the most at 18. Destruction, damage, and vandalism being 7, and then simple assault charges being 7 as well. So those are all the numbers that we have on there. The next slide, I believe, is just if there's any questions.
These numbers that are reported are stuff that the state requires be reported, correct?
Yes.
So is there any time that anything's ever added to it, or is it only when the state adds things?
It's every call. So we use Tyler as our system. And every single call that gets generated is the call in our system.
No, but I meant so far as reporting the types of crimes. I guess I'm asking is there ever another box that could be added, or is it only what
good
the
question. So the only thing that the state requires is the Uniform Crime Report, which is like assault, sex crimes, pretty much violent felonies. We add traffic, we add accidents, we add police calls. Technically, those police calls for service are not required. The state doesn't request them. They just ask for Uniform Crime Report, pretty much. Racial profiling, which I do every year, they ask for those when it comes to who, what, when, where.
And my question might be more in the racial profiling standpoint. People in the news have been talking about the border crossings and how many people that are non-Americans, and I don't know if there's a situation where it could be added anywhere, contacts with non-Americans or anything. Just asking as a possibility.
There is no box that differentiates. Yeah, it's either they have licenses or not, don't have licenses, and that's not relegated to one group, to be honest with you.
So it'd be hard. And
it's not possible because we don't know.
And I guess non-English speaking would probably be the same way. We probably don't have a place that could be put in there.
Yeah, you'd be pulling over my parents.
They speak very well. I've talked to them many times. Your dad speaks very good. Some citizens are talking about, do we have any issues? And, you know, I tell them, well, we don't have anything that tells us this other than talking with the individual person.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's no specific citation box or anything that gives us that option, and that's created by the state and stuff like that. Tyler.
Yeah, so it's more when the state comes up with it.
Exactly.
Yes. That's I guess my answer that I wanted to be able to give.
As soon as the state gives us an avenue,
that
would be our orders from the state.
Okay, that answers the question that I can give them now.
I just wanted to make a comment. You know, I remember quite some time ago that you had told us that your goal was eventually to have 0 in all these boxes.
Yes.
And I've noticed that your trend is constantly improving all the time. And so I really have to applaud your entire department for sticking to whatever plan you've got is working. And I just have to say that we have to.
Base minimum that we're with us are just rock stars.
Helps having wonderful leadership.
Well, thank you. I take no credit for that.
A lot of love. Any questions for Chief or Sergeant? Great job, fellas. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. Sergeant, great job. Thank you. Thank you. All right. That's it for our presentations this evening. Moving on to item number 7. This is discussion and consider action on adopting resolution R24-22 to approve an application for participation in the Local Government Investment Cooperative Logic Trust. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
It's moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is an opportunity that Ms. Hernandez, Finance Director, brought forward to me, which is the logic that we're discussing. As you can see from 2020 through this year, the last 5 years, the logic has outperformed TexPool and TexStar time and again. So we were looking at investing the long-term capital projects fund, which is give or take $2 million, into that logic, again, for the reasons I just stated.
Okay, so just for clarity, the logic is another investment fund in addition to TexPool and TexStar. Mm-hmm. Last year, TexPool was at 5.01%, TechStar was at 5%, and Logic was at 5.2. So 0.2 basis points above the TexPool.
1.2, yeah, correct. Yeah.
And
they gave us $2,400 extra.
It seems like a good way to make our money work a little harder.
Well, it's equal to getting 3 new houses in here that you didn't have to service.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anytime you can find extra money, find it.
We're always looking.
Yeah, and I appreciate Ms. Hernandez for doing that. That's wonderful.
Brenda, is this a new fund? I mean, it's been around since 2020. Are we just now looking into it?
Yes. It's similar to TechStar. I think they are managed by the same organizations. But yes, we've historically, William, the previous finance director, had invested in TexPool. TexStar is where all the bond money is for the sewer line project at the Family Center. But right now, the money related to this fund is approximately $2 million is sitting in our money market account. Mm-hmm. And that keeps it liquid because it sweeps every night between the operating. But we don't have any planned expenditures in that fund. So this is just setting it aside so it can grow interest at a higher rate of return.
Yeah.
It's a AAA rated fund, so.
Yeah, and it meets all the requirements for our investment policy and our Public Fund Investment Act requirements. So.
Yeah. No, the only reason I was asking is because, if we could have added this a little bit earlier, invested in earlier, it would have garnered us a little bit more. That's why I was asking if it was new.
Yeah, well, we've done pretty well in investments this year. Average rate of return approximately 5%. But Fed is planning, or Fed has already cut the rates of 0.5 basis points. So this is just trying to hedge our bets.
Yeah. No,
diversify our portfolio.
Is it like a money market where it adjusts yearly, or do we lock in?
It adjusts daily. Yes.
Daily. So right now we're good.
Right now we're good.
Yeah.
But that's with everything.
We're not locked in for a long term.
Correct. So. Correct. The only thing we're locked in is a CD I have at First National Bank of Central Texas.
Perfect.
And how long are those CDs for?
The one we have is for 12 months. But you can get a CD for 3 months, 1 month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Any questions, Council? I think it's a good move.
Yeah, it's good. Nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, if everybody's good, I'll entertain a motion on adopting this resolution.
I'll make a motion to adopt this. Is there any
R24-22?
Yeah, adopt resolution R24-22 to approve an application for participation in the Local Government Investment Investment Cooperative Trust.
And I'll second that.
Great. Moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the resolution is adopted. Resolution 2422. Great. Item number 8 is discussion and consider action on ordinance 24-11, amending Article 5, Section 18-105.8D and E of Chapter 18, Water, Sewer, and Sewage Disposal of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
I move that we discuss.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you for number 8, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. So if you're thinking, well, I thought I just saw this, you did. And then shortly after the council approved it, TCEQ came back when John and Mitch were doing their final paperwork and asking them if there was anything else holding it up. And they wanted this added into it. Quote, Waco is the wholesale provider. Mm-hmm. So since this was adopted by ordinance and it was an exhibit, instead of just administratively changing the language, we felt it'd be best to bring it back to council just because we are changing something that you all agreed on. And there's even though it's one sentence, that was the cleanest way to do it. So it's before you again, because it has that extra sentence.
All right, so council, nothing is changing except the addition of that one statement, so.
And again, that was per TCEQ, so we didn't have any choice in it.
Any further discussion, council? All right, if not, I'll hear a motion on ordinance 24-11, please.
I make a motion that we accept ordinance 2411, amending Article 5, Act Section 18 through 105.8D and E of Chapter 18, Water, Sewer, and Sewage Disposal of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll read the ordinance again before we take the vote. Ordinance number 24-11 is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Woodway, Texas, amending Section 18.105.8 of Article 5, Water Conservation Plan, in Chapter 18, Water, Sewer, and Sewage Disposal of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Woodway, Texas, concerning Stage 4 and Stage 5 system backup, repealing all ordinances or parts of ordinances in conflict herewith, providing for a severability clause, providing for inclusion in the code, and finding and determining that the meeting at which this ordinance is adopted was noticed and has been open to the public as required by law. Council, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it. The motion carries unanimously, and ordinance 24-11 is adopted, amended. Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
Okay, item 9A through D is our consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Council, you have the consent agenda before you. Are there any items that you'd like removed for separate discussion? All right, there being none, moving on to item number 10, considering action on the consent agenda, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as stated. Thank you, Council. All right, item number 11 is the city manager's report. So, Mr. Manager, over to you for number 11.
Thank you, Mayor. Let's
see. Got some updates for us?
Yeah, this looks like overkill, but just bear with me.
That's a lot.
Light reading for the audience. Light reading. You got a lot of stuff. Well, I'll start with this one. Before I came on, the council asked, the mayor and council asked the city manager to explore a media person, whatever that looks like. We budgeted for it, but we sat down with an organization that's really been very detailed. But before we execute it, even though it's been approved and budgeted, I'd like to hand out the estimate to each of you and put it back on the agenda at the next meeting just to make sure, okay, is this in the spirit of what you wanted? Because there's a lot to it. There's a lot that the staff does already. But we've already met with the lady twice, and she's very, very professional, very informative. But take this with you, think about it, strike what you like or you don't like, make some notes so we can have some follow-up discussion on it at the next meeting.
You're talking about the PR position, right? The public information?
Yes.
Officer?
I said media person. It's all things social media, posting between Arboretum, City Hall, PD, to kind of unify the message, make sure all the branding is the same. It's kind of tightened up. But if you go through it and you change your mind, that's fine. Or if you want to do it, we're ready to do it. But we just want to make sure we're doing what you asked for, since that was before me.
Okay. Yeah, that was the public information person we wanted. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Schwartz stole my thunder on the employees, bragging on them, but it's better if it comes from a citizen instead of me. You did a better job of it than I did. They're tired of hearing me. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I have a question. Are we looking at this person as a employee or outsource?
Right now, just to make sure I'm good with the Open Meetings Act, I'm just handing this information to you guys. I really can't discuss it, but think of that.
Get to them. And,
at the next meeting, we'll have an opportunity to ask more questions.
It's all kind of different levers we can pull. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay,
we don't need that. And also next meeting, we're going to bring to council a TikTok policy. It's an app that a lot of people are using. I'm sure you've all heard about it, that it's been banned
a lot of
different ways. We don't have the language yet, but it's due like by the end of November. So we're getting that shell language now so we can put something together to bring to you. It's not on our devices anyways at the moment, but just to stay consistent with state and federal regulations. And this last thing, Mr. Parks, Parks and Rec liaison. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to give an update on this, but this is going to the next Parks and Rec meeting, but it's all the information we could possibly come up with, so because we believe it will come to council, but Parks will have to look at it first. If they deem it something that is a cause for the council, you'll see it again, but it's a lot of information, so I didn't want you to have a short turnaround. The short version is there's a gentleman here that has a large amount of property that runs right up against the Arboretum. And he approached us a couple of weeks ago and wanted to get on the next agenda to consider or to ask if the city would be interested in purchasing his property for parks, expanding the Arboretum, expanding the parks. I said, well, I can't answer that. That's ultimately a council decision, but it will have to start at parks. He agreed, and he's given me a lot of information to share, mm-hmm. So I will hand that out, and that's what is in each of these blue folders. There's enough for our city secretary and our city attorney if they need a copy as well. And that is all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. So the public information officer and the proposal on this, well, I guess the proposal on the parks thing will be after the parks meeting, after they decide if it moves forward, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And they could go either way. I'm just trying to stay ahead of the
perfect. Mayor Pro Tem, is that good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll probably come in. You know, we're going to have the next park meeting on the 24th.
Okay.
So we're looking at the next, at the earliest, the November meeting before we even
discuss
talk about it.
Our next parks meeting is on the 24th?
I think it's the 24th. Isn't it the 24th?
Is that right?
Yeah.
With them being quarterly, they get through.
Yeah, it's October 20th.
Yeah. Well, that's the Thursday, so fourth Thursday.
I think it's the 24th.
Okay.
Yes.
24th, yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you, sir.
But you were saying there might be another one in...
I don't think there's another meeting until January.
Yeah, because there's...
Well, I was saying that as far as we are concerned, the council,
meeting,
yes. That makes
we
sense.
Wouldn't be able to talk about it until after that meeting. So the that earliest that we'll talk about it will be in November.
Yeah.
Right.
I misunderstood.
That's
got it. Got it. Thank you, sir. Mr. Manager, anything else?
No, sir.
We're good on that? Great. All right. Thank you for those updates. Council item number 12 is City Council report. So if anybody has any updates from their liaison assignments.
I just gave mine.
You
just stole my thunder.
Sorry. Everybody's stealing everybody's thunder tonight.
Just kidding.
PNC is not meeting tomorrow.
No meeting tomorrow? All right.
And the Youth Commission met. I'm impressed with the consistent, good turnout
yes.
on a monthly basis. They
yes.
They have no problem making a quorum.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's great.
They're getting that college credit. Well, at least they're trying to get that credit so they can make that application look pretty good. When it
yeah.
comes to
that's good. There's some good kids there.
Yeah.
Amen. From some good families.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Keeston, for that. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem and Janelle, for that. Item number 13 is consider action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
All right. We are adjourned at 6:14 p.m. Thank you.
All right. That's the way it ought to be.